Zach, this is Rick Tearing on Olga Tupikina. That's Olga is O-L-G-A. O-L-G-A. Tupikina is T, T as in Thomas, T-U-P-I-K-I-N-A. T-U-P-I-K-I-N-A, P as in Paul, Tupikina. Date of birth is 6-4-1950, date of visit 11-25-22. Please make copy for Dr. Milena Giunti. Milena is M-I-L-E-N-A. Giunti is G-I-U-E-N-T-I-M-D. Giunti M-D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a this is a 72-year-old female who has had a previous history for obstructive sleep apnea, has apparently been on a CPAP mask. Which she used for more than 5 years. But the CPAP machine has malfunctioned, and thus she is unable to use it since the past few months. The patient does have some daytime sleepiness and fatigue, and needs a follow-up polysomnogram and a new CPAP machine. She denies any excessive weight gain, and she does have some occasional headaches and no shortness of breath. Next paragraph, past history. There's past history for hypertension and history of hyperlipidemia. She has anxiety and depression and reflux symptoms. Complaints of hip pains. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next, habits. The patient denies any history of smoking or alcohol use. Next paragraph, family history was non-contributory. Next paragraph, med list included propranolol 10 mg BID, tramadol 50 mg as needed. Amlodipine is 10 mg daily. And lovastatin 20 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams, NHS valsartan 160 milligrams daily, meclizine 25 milligrams TIDPRN, omeprazole 40 milligrams a day, and periodically on prednisone. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss. She has no headaches or blackouts, has some postnasal drip and hoarseness. She has no shortness of breath or wheezing. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has reflux symptoms and some upper abdominal discomfort and no loose stools or a GI bleed. She has no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. She has some joint pains and hip and knee pains, and had no headaches, blackouts, or memory loss. Denies any cataracts or glaucoma. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor. There's no clubbing, there's mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 118 over 70, pulse is 62, respiration 16, temperature 97.4, weight is 148, saturation 94. HENT norms phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tangis moist nasal kudri matters throat clear. Next supple no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Can you please mention in the examination that they had the right cheek is somewhat puffy, and there is no nodule or mass palpable on the cheek. The chest reveals equal movements with the essentially clear lung fields. Heart sounds of regular, sound on S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds active. Liver just fell below the costal margin. The extremities reveal no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, history of hypertension. Number 3, depression and anxiety. Number 4 is hyperlipidemia. Number 5 is degenerative arthritis. And number 6 is gastroesophageal reflux. So can you please add in the system review, the patient has some depression with anxiety. Next paragraph plan. The patient was advised to get a polysomnographic study and a CPAP setup will be arranged for the night. Continued sertraline 100 milligrams at HS. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, trazodone 50 milligrams at HS, and omeprazole 40 milligrams a day. Tramadol 50 milligrams PRN for pain. Follow-up visit arranged in 1 month. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for primary physician, please.